Today's Shem Sakta Kedushin Daf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tanar Abaram, the teaches us, the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Ein Loichim Behema B'maisa Sheni. The halacha is that we know that we have the B'maisa Sheni. The halacha is that in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to designate B'maisa Sheni. And the halacha of B'maisa Sheni is that we take that produce and eat it in Yerushalayim. If one doesn't want to schlep that to Yerushalayim, you could be paid to them, and then you could take that money to Yerushalayim and use that money to buy food. Teaches us the Braisa that you can't use money outside of Yerushalayim to buy an animal and bring that animal to Yerushalayim. Because you have to bring the actual money to Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says, V'nasata b'kesef, as you redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, says the Torah, V'nasata b'kesef, v'tzarta kesef b'yotcha, v'alachta l'mokam m'shivcha Hashem l'kacha boy. You have, the only thing that could be taken up is the money. Money even has very special rules attached to it. It has to be kesef, Shiesh by Tzura. It's money that's minted, engraved money. And that's why you can't take the animal, you have to take the money and use that money to buy an animal. Rashi gives another reason. Rashi says that we have to be concerned that if you're going to take the animal may become weakened from the trip, and therefore the halacha is you shouldn't take an animal, you should only take money. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, if, as we just learned, Rashi says that this halacha is based, as the Gemara says, that it's based on a pasuk in the Torah of Tzarta Kasa B'yotcha, why would Rashi give a second reason? So the Pnei Yeshua answers that we would think that if you buy an animal and designate that animal for carbon shlomim, then it would be acceptable to take the animal. Teaches us the Gemara, teaches us Rashi, that even if the animal you buy, you designate as a carbon shlomim, you still can't, you should not do that. You should buy the animal in your shlime, because we're worried that the animal is going to get weakened by traveling from wherever you are to your shlime. Tosfos quotes a different reason why you're not allowed to buy an animal. Taisa says that the Reed says that we're concerned that if you're going to hold on to this, if you're going to buy an animal and you're going, and that animal will have babies, so all of those babies will be hegdish. And now we could have a real issue with so many hegdish animals, and the person may not even realize they're hegdish. So in order to avoid that type of a concern, that's why Taisa says we don't let you buy. You don't like to buy animals. It seems that Tosfos' opinion is that this halacha that we're learning, that you're not allowed to buy animals with this Ma'aseh Sheni money, is only a din. According to Rashi, it's a din d'oraisa. According to Tosfos, it's a din d'rabbon. The pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, "V'haya amokim m'shivcha Hashem alkech boy v'shakin shemay sham." Shom Tavius Kalash Anochim Tzav Eschem, Oleschechem, Vezevchechem, Masrusechem, Vetrumas Yetchem, Vekol Mirchem, Vedrechem, Eshetidru Lashem. So Rashi explains, what is the definition of Mifcha Nedrechem? Melameit Shiviu Menem Mifcha. That you should always bring the best for animal for a carbon. And the Panim Yafis asks, why does the Torah teach us this halacha? The halacha that you have to bring the best animal as a carbon is taught here, where the Torah tells us, the parasha over there is telling us, that we're now going to bring a carbon on a bama. So answer the Panim Yafis. Now that the Torah is telling us the halacha, that's what this pasuk is teaching us, that we're now going to bring a carbon on a bama. When the Torah tells us that we're now going to bring a carbon on a bama, that means anybody who brings an animal is going to have to bring the animal to your shrine. And once the Torah is telling you to have to bring the animal to your shrine, The concern that Rashi just taught us that the animal may get weakened kicks in. And that's why the Torah says, make sure, now that you have to bring the carbon strictly in your shalayim, I'm also telling you to please make sure that the animal is memifchan the derechem, the best animal, that the animal should be in a good in shape, that should be in good shape. Says the Braisa further, v'mlokach, if somebody bought with Ma'aseh Sheni money an animal outside Yerushalayim, if he did so b'shayig, that he wasn't aware that this is Ma'aseh Sheni money, the halacha is, yachzor demam l'mekoymam, the halacha is, the sale is null and void. The animal goes back to the seller, and the buyer gets back, goes back to the seller, and the buyer gets back his money, take it to Yerushalayim. If he did it b'mezid, tala v'toich l'mekoymam, that since he did it b'mezid, we can't call it a mekechtos, and therefore, since we can't call it a mekechtos, therefore the halacha is that you keep the animal. And Rashi explains, because if you did it b'shayig, it's considered a mekechtos, because if he would have known, he would have never have done it. With b'mezid, you can't make mekechtos. Another explanation that I saw the Rishonim give, that here, that the seller could say, if I would have known that it's Ma'aseh Sheni, I wouldn't have bought it. It's a different approach. The Rishonim ask, since this halacha is a din d'oraisa, certainly according to Rashi, so why can the Chachamim just nullify the sale with Hefker Bez than Hefker? So Mashal says that what is meant in our Gemara, he says, a very big chiddush. It's not to say that you just now take the animal if you did it. You're also going to have to take that value of money up to your Yerushalayim. So in other words, according to the Mashal, there's a real knas going on here if you did it b'mezid. You're going to keep the animal and take it to your Yerushalayim, but you're also going to have to spend the equivalent of money that you used to buy that animal and you shlaim as Ma'aseh Sheni money. Rabbi Yehuda continues the Gemara. The medvar amurim, when is the halacha if it was done b'mezid shemiskav v'lokach metchila l'shem shlomim, if it was bought for shleim shlomim, am miskav v'lohitzi mas l'chulin, if it was bought that the animal was to be eaten as regular meat, bein b'shayig, whether it was done b'shayig bein b'mezid, that whether it was done b'mezid, the halacha is Yachsu Damam Umakaimam. The halacha is the sale, that the halacha is that the sale is nullified. And Rashi explains that if when the person did the sale, his intention was to treat the animal like chulin and eat it outside Yerushalayim, so Rashi says that his intention was to, when do we say that the sale is null and void? If the person intended to eat the animal outside of Yerushalayim. Tosfos doesn't agree. And that's when we make a knas. And the halacha, as we're going to learn, is why is the person who sold the animal also punished? Because he participated, he facilitated that this aveira should happen. Tosfos is bothered with Rashi's pshat. That Tosfos is saying, the Gemara here is not speaking about Rishon, that a person who buys, who uses Ma'aseh Sheni funds to deliberately buy an animal that is going to eat outside of Yerushalayim. And the other question that I asked, that there would be, is this considered lifnei iver? Why is the seller considered that he participated in the aveira? The Rishonim asked that the aveira of lifnei iver is only applicable betrei avod and nahara, where the aveira could not have taken place without this person who facilitated my doing the aveira. Here, if this person won't sell me an animal, I can always get an animal somewhere else. Says Tosfos, quoting the a different pshat, that if the person made a condition, a stipulation with the seller, if that the animal should not get kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni on it, that the money should retain Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, then what happens is that the money should be, the sale is nullified, because we're concerned. No, as the person who had this Ma'aser Sheni money and wanted to be able to use, buy an animal and use it, what he did was he made a stipulation with the person who was selling him the animal. You're going now, and he tells him up front, you're going to get now Ma'aser Sheni money, and I want you to treat that Ma'aser Sheni money as Ma'aser Sheni money, which means it should be taken to Shalim and used for food. And I, the buyer, will now be able to use this animal, Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And what the Gemara is saying, we're concerned, according to Tosfos, that this person who sold the animal, even though the person made the stipulation, the person who gave him the money made the stipulation, is going to say that that money lost the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. And he'll use that Ma'aser Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim. And because of that, Chazal said that the sale should be nullified. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yehuda said that somebody who's Mekadosh a woman with Ma'aser Sheni, if he did it b'mezid, Kidesh, it's a valid Kedushin. Even though he knew that what he's doing is that even though he knew what he's doing, it loses its Kedushin. So why are we saying here that Chazal made a Knas? Why did Chazal make a Knas? Why are we saying here that Chazal made a Knas and nullified the sale? So if Yeshua asks, he doesn't understand what is the comparison. By a sale, so in Al Gemara where you sold gave the money and bought an animal, that's where Chazal made a knas that it should be nullified. But here, where you're Makadish and Isha, maybe Chazal said, we don't want, and the reason Chazal can nullify the sale is because Hefker Bezdin and Hefker. But here, where we're Makadish and Isha, starting to nullify Kedushin is very complicated. So maybe that's why you can't ask a question from our Mishnah to this Braisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua that, because the Gemara's question is that the Gemara finds it difficult to say that sometimes the sale is nullified and sometimes the sale is now nullified. The Gemara's issue here is the inconsistency. Answers the Gemara, Amr Belazar, Ishi Yadash E Ma'aser Sheni Mischalal Ayada. A woman who receives Ma'aser Sheni funds as a Kedushin is well aware that she is obligated to take that Ma'aser Sheni funds up to Yerushalayim. V'oil of Achol Sub Yerushalayim. And therefore she'll do what's proper and take it up to Yerushalayim. But in the case of the Braisa, the person who's selling the animal, as we learned earlier, particularly according to Tosfos Pshat, has reason to make a mistake. And because he has reason to make a mistake, as Rashi explained, he participated in doing something wrong. According to Tosfos, he thinks that he doesn't have to take Yerushalayim. And because he thinks he doesn't have to take it to Yerushalayim, Chazal had no other choice but to make such a gzeira. That's according to Tosfos' approach. According to Rashi's approach, the woman who accepted the Ma'aser Sheni funds as a physician doesn't think and doesn't assume that she's doing anything wrong. Why is she not doing anything wrong? Because she's going to take this money up to Yerushalayim and eat it as Ma'aser Sheni. But by the person who bought the animal, as Rashi explained, the concern here is a form of lifnei evil eseta mechsho, a form of this person participating in helping something that shouldn't have happen. That's why in our Gemara we're stricter than in that Gemara. Maskala Rav Yemiel. So from this we're saying that a person who bought something with Ma'aser Sheni funds, the halacha is the sale is a sale. Maskla Rav Yemiya. Very behemot tamei. What about behemot tamei or avodah mekakos? The adam yadeya that everybody is well aware. Shame Ma'aser Sheni meschalan layim. You can't use Ma'aser Sheni funds for those purposes. V'tanan. The Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni teaches us, Ein lechem behemot tamei avodah mekakos b'mos Ma'aser Sheni. You can't use Ma'aser Sheni for these purposes. vim lokach, and if you did, yoichel kenegdom. We should take the person, the sale is stands, but he should take money instead to Yerushalayim and use that value as Yerushalayim. But we don't say that the sale is nullified. Answers the Gemara. So we see that whenever something like this happens, Chazal didn't nullify the sale. So how do we understand what's going on here? Answers the Gemara. Avahacha beisha chavera skinen. Our Mishnah speaking about Ishus with chavera, the yada, that she's well aware that she has to use this Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. And since he's aware that he can use the money, that she has to use the money in Yerushalayim, that's why there's no concern. The Shas HaTshuas Har Tzvi in Aruch Haim Siman Zayin was asked a very interesting question. There was a shul in Yerushalayim. He says the name of the shul is Tferes Yisrael. Apparently, it's a shul that we Sfaradish Jews daven. And in that shul, that they have all sorts of different, say, tyrus and crowns and remoinim, all sorts of different things that are used for as ornaments on the Sefer Torah. And what happened was somebody stole them. And then they were found, and the people of the shul bought them back. And what happened was they want to use the money to buy different things. The question is, can you use that money to buy different things? He says that the halacha is ein adam magdish dovah shloi b'loilam, and you can't be mechalal it. So you can't use that money for that purpose. But then he says that since what's being done here is being done based on the committee of the shul, the Zayin Tuveir, so he says the halacha is that whatever the Zayin Tuveir decide is something that the halacha says we should follow. Amamar. So we learned in lokach, if somebody bought with Maisa Sheni funds something that he's not allowed to buy, so the halacha is yoichel kenegdam. We should use that Maisa Sheni fund. We should take that much money and use it in Yerushalayim. But ask the Gemara, v'mai, why don't we say v'mai achsu dam v'lo kaimam ki hasam? Why don't we just nullify the sale? Answers the Gemara on the Shmuel. Shmuel's opinion is that our Mishnah speaking about a case kishabarach. The person who got the money is no longer here, so we can't nullify the sale. So says the Gemara, tam of the baruch. So the only issue is that he ran away. Haloi baruch. Had he not run away, ha kansinan lemeicher, we nullify the sale. But ask the Gemara, why should he, the one that sold it, be punished? Why not niknas el lekeach? Why don't we punish the other person? So the Gemara says, la achbar ganav el chur ganav. It's not the mouse that does the geneva, it's the hole where the mouse has the place to put what he stole. And here too, the person who facilitated the sale, is the person who's going to be punished. But ask the Gemara, v'ilai achbara, if there was no mouse, churamai kavod, what would the hole do by itself? So why should we punish the meicher, not the lekeach? Answers the Gemara, Mastaber kol hechadik is surah hasm kinsinan. Yes, they both participated in the Aveira. Now the question is, who deserves more of a punishment? And the Gemara is suggesting that we punish the meicher, because he's the one that's holding on to the Maisa Sheni money, versus punishing the lekeach, who's not holding on to the Maisa Sheni money. So I saw that the Cheshuke Chemed asks a very interesting shaila, discusses a very interesting shaila in this Gemara. He says there's a person who did a geneva, somebody who stole something, and then there's somebody else who drove the truck or the car with the stolen item. And now the question is, who should be punished? Who deserves the main punishment? Is it the person who did the actual geneva, or should we punish the person who drove away with the object? He says
that in our Gemara, we see that wherever the stolen object is, that's the one that deserves to be punished most. And that's why, since that's the one that deserves to be punished most, he should be punished. Of course, he says, we have to look at every situation. And if this person that stole the item is a habitual ganef, he's the one that's stealing all the time, and the person who drove the truck doesn't do it, or maybe wasn't even aware, then of course we would have to punish the ganef.
Teaches us the Mishnah, Mekadosh Ba'arla. If somebody was Mekadosh Ba'arla, we know the fruit that grows the first 3 years are not allowed to be eaten. If somebody was Mekadosh, a woman with Arla, Bekalai Kerem, that means if somebody planted produce seeds in a vineyard and they become also because of Kalai Kerem, Bishar Nisko, an animal that was sentenced to death, be Egla Rufa, the Torah teaches us the parish of Egla Rufa, if a corpse was found, Lainoidami Yiko, and we're not certain who killed that person. So we have to go through a whole procedure of bringing an egla, a calf, and decapitating it. But Tzipayr Mitzayra, the birds that are brought by Mitzayra when he finishes being a Mitzayra. Besar Nazar, the Nazar when he finishes his term of Naziris, cuts his hair. Petach Hamor, the firstborn of a donkey, is either exchanged for a ser or is decapitated. Bas B'cholov, B'chulin Shenishchtu B'Azara, or again, one may not shecht Chulin D'Azara. In all these cases, the halacha will be Einam Kedeshes, that it's not a valid Kedushin. And the rule of the Mishnah is that all these different items that were mentioned in our Mishnah are Asba Hanah, and something which is Asba Hanah is not a Shava Pruta, and since it's not a Shava Pruta, that's why it's not a good Kedushin. So asked on a yontif, that haven't we learned so many times in our Masechta, going back to the first daf of our Masechta, the Kedushin is only valid if it's a Shavapruta. So what's the Mishnah teaching us that we haven't learned already? So he answers that all these foods that we're not allowed to eat, under certain circumstances, Rachman al Tzlan, the person's ill, then they're allowed to be eaten. So therefore, the person who's allowed to eat them, for him it's a Shavapruta. So we think that it's considered a valid Kedushin, teaches us the Mishnah that it's not a valid Kedushin. Ask Taisvis and other Rishonim that yes, these foods are not allowed to be eaten, but there's a halacha that foods that may not be eaten may be eaten shloi kederach hanason, and not their normal fashion of eating. So here, why are we saying that it's not a Shavapruta if they could be consumed shloi kederach hanason? So Taisvis says, because of this question, that we're talking about foods that cannot be eaten, shloi kederach hanason. Rav Akiva Eiger says that turns out that when the Mishnah said, Einam Mekudeshes, it's not a hard and fast rule. Because if it's a food that can be eaten, shloi kederach hanason, then it would be a Kedushin. Taisvis gives another teretz. Yes, these foods can be eaten, shloi kederach hanason. But the woman who's receiving this food doesn't know that. And therefore, she just knows that this is a food that's not kosher, that's also bahano. And therefore, as far as she's concerned, she didn't get a Shavapruta, and that's why the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. And in fact, the Rit Al-Kazi says that that's why the Mishnah speaks specifically about foods which are also bahano, and not foods which are also bahila. By food that's also bahano, if the woman doesn't know that she's not allowed to eat it, shloi kederach hano, it wouldn't be a kedushin. By chila, since it's only also bachila, since it could be eaten shloi kederach achila, the kedushin would be a valid kedushin. Taisus also asks, why doesn't our Mishnah mention pigel, noiser, and tamei, which are also foods what are also bahano? So Taisus says that our Mishnah doesn't mention anything which psul, because of kachim, which was, as I saw other Rishonim said, that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah is not speaking about kachim. Taisus also says that our Mishnah doesn't mention chametz and Pesach, because our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili that says chametz be Pesach is mutar b'hanor.
The Ramban and Tosfos HaRosh, because of these various questions, say that we're going to have to learn that our Mishnah is Tana V'Shayer, that our Mishnah's list is not an exhaustive list. Machron, but if somebody sold the various items that were mentioned in our Mishnah, and he took the money, V'Kiddush B'Tameyim, and used that money to make a Kedushin, then the halacha would be that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. The Issa Hanah is not transferred onto the money. The Navi in Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, tells us that David HaMelech was Mekadish Michal Bashol with 100 arolos of the Plishtim. And Shaul HaMelech, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Fiotes of Mbeis, said that the arolos don't have any value, and that's why he felt the Kedushin wasn't a valid Kedushin. But David HaMelech said, since these arolos can be fed to animals, so they do have a value, and that's why it's a valid Kedushin. But Aisur HaChashuki Chemin asks, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem Tes says, the Mace Akum, even Akum that's no longer alive, is Osba No. So these arolos came from dead Akum, so they're Osba No. And we're learning in our Gemara, we just learned our Mishnah, Mekadosh, if you Mekadosh a woman with something which is Osba No, then the halacha is that it's not a valid Kedushin. So the Mishnah Melech answers that David HaMelech didn't actually kill them. David HaMelech hurt them, wounded them, to the point that he was able to do Mila on them and take the Arla. But they were still alive. And since they were still alive, that's why they were mutter to be used. But other pshat that I saw is this Isser Bahano that there is on an Akum is not to the same degree of Issa Hanor that we have with all the other objects that are mentioned in our Mishnah. And therefore, since they have some level of heter, that's why David HaMelech felt that's why there's no problem with them being Issa Bahanor. We learned in our Mishnah that if you Mekadosh Ba'ola, Einu Mekadoshes. Manolon asked the Gemara, from where do we know that Issa Hanor and Orla? Says the Gemara to Tanya, the Prosek says regarding the din of Ola, v'chisuvay al arts when the tatum kolaitz machal v'araltem arlosoi v'aspiri ashal sharm yilachem areilim lo yeichel enli elas achila. The Torah says lo yeichel, you're not allowed to eat Ola. Hano minayin shloy menu menu, that you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Lo yitzba ba, you're not allowed to use it for a dye. Lo yadbik ba, you can't use it for fuel. Lo yadbik ba, it's an air. Tamaloyim v'aralta alosoy, the rabbis kulam, that all of them are awesome. And as Tosfos explains, that the Mishnah's teach, the Gemara is teaching us that not only are you not allowed to have hanor, but we would think using it for a dye is mutter because it's only chazusa ba'alma, it's only there for color. And using it for fuel may be mutter because what I'm using it for, I'm causing it to be destroyed, to no longer be here, teaches us the Mishnah, teaches us the Gemara, that Arla is Asbana under all circumstances. We learned in the Mishnah, you may not use Kalei Kerem. It's Asbana. Menalon, how do we know such halacha? Says the Gemara, Am Chizki, Am Kra, Pen Tigdash, Hamalei Azera, Shetizra, Tvuas Akerem. From here we learn, Pen Tukar Esh, that it has to be burnt. Rav Ashi Amar, the way to learn it is pen yir kodesh. They have a locha like kodesh, and they're also banor. Says the Gemara, ima kodesh tofes estomav. If somebody exchanged kodesh for something else, that other object becomes kodesh. I would say, and the hegdish yoytzel chulin, it loses its status. I would say perhaps the same by kali kerem, that if you exchange hegdish for money tofes estomav, that other object gets the status of Kali Kerem, and the Kalayim themselves can be Yotzer L'chulin, if we're comparing to Kodesh. Says the Gemara, you're right. How must we know that Kali Kerem are Osba? No, it must be, we go back to Chizkiyaz Limon, or Ben Tuket Eish, they must be burnt. Shar Niskel Minayin, how do we know that Shar Niskel is Osba? No, the Tanya Masha Shenema, The Torah says, "V'kiyach shar ish ashar ish as ish oy isha." Yisakel yisakel ash omeis, and that person, the victim, dies. Any day, yisakel yisakel ashar. So the animal should be killed. So is the question, any day shashar nevelahu? So the shar is obviously a nevela, wasn't slaughtered properly, and we know the nevela is also bechila. So why does the Torah have to single out my tam lo yechol b'seira? Magaloch, the Torah is coming to teach us that if instead of shechting it, instead of taking it out to be killed, you slaughter it, the aloch is that it's osa b'achila, that it's that may not be eaten. Ask the Gemara, so we know it may not be eaten. But Anominine, how we know that we can't have anor from it either? Tamaloymer ubay hashar naki. My mashma, what is the definition of bal hashar naki? Shimon ben Zoyma Aimer Kadam Shamil Khaveroi, like somebody says to someone else, Yotza Planim in the Chasam, somebody went out from this deal, from his finances, from his ownership, Vela ben Hanasha Klum with nothing left over. The Mechas Chinuch asks that the Gemara Masech de Yuma, when it speaks about the Sar Hamishtalech, the Sar La Azazel, says, Yitichasay Lishchuk. That when we throw down the mountain, which is what the Torah said, it's equivalent to a kosher animal being slaughtered. So he asks, why don't we say that the skila of a shor haniskal should be treated the same way? When you do the skila on an animal that's mechuyev skila, it's as if you did shchit on it. So answers of Chaim Briska. But as sar lazozel, there we're talking about a perfectly fine animal. And the Torah says, as part of the avoid of Yom Kippur, that we should throw it down the mountain. So therefore, we say, here we're talking about an animal that killed. An animal that killed isn't an animal that did what we're supposed to do. And I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky, along the same lines, explains as follows. He says, by Sar La'azazel, the goal is not to eliminate the animal's existence in the world. That's not the goal. The goal is that we have here an animal that the Torah said that a part of the Yom Kippur Avoida is that it has to be thrown down the mountain, the Sar La'azazel. But there's no point and there's no need to eliminate that animal. Whereas here, when we speak about a Shor HaNiskel, explains Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what the Torah wanted is that that animal should be completely eliminated. The Torah doesn't want that animal to exist in the world. When the Torah doesn't want that that animal should exist in the world, what we are saying is that it should be eliminated and not have any included in that, he says, means that we're not allowed to have any hanor from that animal. Says the Gemara, Mimai. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that the pasuk of lo yachlos b'saroi should be explained? Leicha the shachet, that you shechted the animal, lachshin the dinah, after it was sentenced to death. Hudasa, Dilma, ask the Gemara, heicha the shachet, lachshin the dinah, that instead of killing it after it was sentenced to death, you shechted it, that's shor yachila. It would be allowed to eat. V'hol lo yachol, says the Gemara, the current timing that it may not be eaten after we're slaughtered. The question is, what do I need a pasuk to tell me it can't be eaten after we're killed? It's an avela. Says the Gemara, the reason would be, wherever the Torah says those words, the halach is that you can't have the chila or no. Actually, first kosev, until the Torah says it like by nevela. By nevela, the Torah says, l'soich l'kol nevela, we're not allowed to eat nevela. L'ger shebisharechet et nanav achlai machal anachri. We should give it to a ger or sell it to a nachri. So even though the Torah said that the nevela is osav achila, we had to have a pasuk, only the Torah said that it's osav achila, we had to have a pasuk to teach us that it's mutar b'anah. So we see from here that wherever the Torah doesn't say ahet hanor, it's hanor, it's included in this achila. So that's all we'll say with the Shor HaNiskel. that the pasuk of lo ya'achal is coming to teach us that it's asur b'hana. I learn from nevela. We can't learn from nevela because nevela is an animal that is mutar b'hana. And the Torah is telling us that this sharan niskal, but only after was niskal, will be asur b'hana. That's what I need the pasuk for. So how can I say that the pasuk is coming to tell us that if we shechted the animal, instead of killing the animal, that we're not allowed to eat it? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, when is the halacha that when the Torah uses the words lo yoichel, it means to include an issa hana, hech de nafkalan issa achilam lo yoichel. When the Torah says lo yoichel, there we say that the Torah meant achil and hana. Hoche issa achila, this achila, I already know. How do I know it? From sokel yisokel nafka. This akadatach lissa nohu deksiv, nichtav krav. All the Torah wants to teach us is the issa hana, because the issa achila I know anyway, so the Torah should have been more explicit. And the Torah should have said, lo yehena. Inami, lo yeichel. Even if we'll say that we learn from lo yeichel, as besara lemeli. Why does the Torah have to add the words as besaroi? To teach us, avgav the shachtei, to teach us that even though you slaughtered it, like you slaughter kosher meat, asur, it's not a b'achila, says the Gemara. But we know there are different ways of killing an animal. Says the Gemara, maskel lo mazutra v'ema, hanemi l'heicha debadik tzor. If you took a sharp stone and you kill the animal that way, v'shachet ba, the mechzi tzeskila, that's where the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat the animal. Ava shachta b'sakin, if you did the shechita with a knife, loy, and as all the Rishonim explain, when you shecht with a stone, says the Gemara, that's similar to shechting, to stoning. And that's where the Torah would say, if you killed it that way, you're not going to be allowed to eat it. But if you killed it with a knife, which has no similarity to stoning, and you killed it that way, you shechted it that way, maybe it should be mutter to be eaten, says the Gemara. Midas sakin baraisik siv. This distinction that we're trying to make between a knife and a stone is not a distinction that we find in the Torah. Voitanya, and says the Gemara, on the contrary, the braisa we're going to learn in Masech Techulim teaches us the kol shachtim, you're allowed to use anything for shchita. Bein b'tzar, bein b'schuchas, you could use a stone, a glass, krumis, shalkana, a sharp reed. So to try to make a distinction between the different types of shechita doesn't make any sense. And the way I saw the Ritva explains the Gemara is that what maybe the Gemara is saying that maybe you're not supposed to really shecht with a stone. And therefore we could understand that if you shecht it with a stone, the animal will be asur b'hana. But if you shecht it the proper way with a knife and you did it on this animal that was sentenced to skila, you should be allowed to eat it, brings the Gemara the Braisa that shows that there is no difference between any type of shechita. And whatever the halacha is in one case, it's always going to be the halacha. Says the Gemara, v'hashtad nafkalon. Now that we learned that when the Torah says, is lo yoichol, hashtad nafkalon is achila is ando tavayim lo yoichol, so what, balasha noki lemay also, what do we learn from that? Says the Gemara, lanos oiroi, that you're not allowed to even have benefit from the hide of a shor niskal. Salkatat chamina lo yachlus b'sori k'siv, and we would think b'sora osor oira mutar. That's why the Torah says b'al shor noki even from the hide. Ask the Gemara, ulahanach tanoi. According to the tanoim, the mafkalei b'al shor noki l'chatzi kaifer. The halacha is that if a shor mu'ud killed a person, the owners have to pay kaifer. Kaifer is the value of the person that was killed. And we learn from that Baal HaShor Naki, that if it was a tam that killed, that the halacha is you don't have to pay chatzi kaifer. We know that there's a difference between a umu'ud, an animal that did damage three times, pays nezek sholim. A tam pays chatzi nezek. And the Mara is teaching us there is no din of chatzi kaifer. So if a tam killed a person, you don't pay chatzi kaifer. And it's also coming to teach us, l'dmei v'lodis. If an animal damaged, hit a pregnant woman, and her children miscarried, you don't have to pay for those children. So we learned that from Baal HaSharnaki. Hanos Orim Nolu, where will he learn the locha that you're not allowed to have a nor from the hide of a shah? Let's go. Says the Gemara, Mia Es Besaroi. He learns it from the word Es. And Es Hatoflu Besaroi, which means the R. Says the Gemara. And Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara did not want to say that there's a machloikis. Because the Gemara knows that everybody agrees that our Mishnah said that if you were Mekadesh with a Shor on the skull, Eina Mekadeshes. Now, if the halacha were that the or of a Shor on the skull is Mutter, then the Mishnah's din would not be according to everyone. So that's why the Gemara did not want to say there's a Machloikis about the or of a Shor on the skull. Edoch, the other Mandama who learns the halacha of an or from Baal HaSharnaki, what does he learn it from Es Besaroi? He says, the Gemara Es Leidar, she doesn't learn Es. Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Shimon Ham Sonny Vamalei Nechemya Ham Sonny Hayadarish Kalesin Shabbat Torah. They would teach all the Esen that are in the Torah. Kivin Shigia Les Hashem Al Kechatira. They came to the Pasuk of Hashem Al Kechatira, Pirish. Because what can we say is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei Talmidov. So his Talmidim said to Shimon Ham Sonny, Rebbe Kalesin Shadarashta. All the essence that you taught us, Mate Eleim, what are you going to do with them now? Just like I got schar for explaining every time the Torah says Drisha, the S, Kach, so too I'm going to get schar al aprisha that in this case that I didn't say what the S comes to teach me. Achabar Bekiva Velemit, a Torah Bekiva taught us that what does the S come to teach us? As Hashem Elokecha comes to teach us L'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. So Rishonim ask, the Gemara says, the Gemara is focused on the Pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. But what about the Pasuk of Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha? What about that Pasuk? So Tosfos HaRosh answers that the Gemara doesn't find it difficult, even Shimon HaMsani did not find it difficult to say Es Hashem Elokecha Tira means Talmidei Chachamim. Because just like we see, says the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Torah says Kibbutz Av V'Aim, and as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the why is there an obligation Kibbutz Av V'Aim? Because they are partners in our creation. So the Gemara doesn't have a problem, Rav Shimon HaMsani did not have a problem explaining that we have to love Talmidei Chachamim. But the Gemara had a problem saying that we should fear Talmidei Chachamim. The Shita says a different pshat. V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha comes to teach us that not only do we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to love Avodas Hashem, serving Hashem. And we have to love Torah Mitzvahs. So that V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, he didn't have a problem with. He did have a problem with Es Hashem Elokecha Tirush. The Mashal explains, what did he mean, Kishem Shekibalti Tzchar Al Trisha, Kach Kibalti Tzchar Al Prisha? And Rabbi Kiva did explain the Pasuk. So Mashal explains that both Shimon HaMsani and Rabbi Kiva had equivalent goals. Their goal were to bring Kvod Shemayim to the world. Rabbi Kiva felt that the way we could accomplish Kvod Shemayim is by saying L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. And Shimon HaMsani felt that by saying that there's nothing in equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we bring Kavod Shemayim to the world. I saw that the first Bava Rebbe was a person who, when he saw something that wasn't correct, he did what he said and he did what had to be said. But when he saw that what he's going to say will fall on deaf ears, he didn't say what he had to say. And he used to say, that's pshat in our Gemara. He says, we find in our Gemara that Shimon HaMsani is the one that always explained the S. And all of a sudden in our Gemara, he does not explain the S. Says the Gemara, so he said that Shimon HaMsani was teaching us, sometimes there's an obligation to explain, sometimes there's an obligation to talk, and sometimes there's an obligation not to talk. And that's what Shimon HaMsani was trying to teach us. The Pasuk says, Kabir Sevicha Vesimecha. And as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the reason we have to show respect to our parents is Shlosh Shutfim Yesh Bi Adam. The father, the mother, your father and your mother, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Tziyoni, Sefer Tziyoni Al-Tayr, is a Rishon, that as a Shem Al-Kachatir Al-Rabbis Tamid HaChamim, because Tamid HaChamim should be treated like our parents. Just like our parents bring us to this world, the Tamid HaChamim are the ones that help us grow in Avodas Hashem. And since they're the ones that help us grow in Avodas Hashem, so that's why we have to show respect to our parents, we have to show respect to them. Another pshat that the Ksav Sofer said, and I saw the Bess Yisrael said the same, that Es Hashem El Kachatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim, is that Tamid Chachamim also have to have Yerushamayim. A person who's a Talmud Chacham doesn't have a right to have an excuse, well, I'm a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham doesn't give him that right. The Ksav Sofer also explains why it wasn't specifically Rabbi Kivu taught us as a Shemel Kechatir L'Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. Because the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amabeis, says that Rabbi Kiva, while he was still an Amoritz, would say, Mi Yitli Tamid Chachim, who would be able to give me Tamid Chachim, V'anashchenek Chamor and I'll bite him like a donkey. So Rabbi Kiva was the person who originally said that we don't have to show respect to Talmid Chachamim. So Rabbi Kiva to correct and repair that mistake was the one that said that Es Hashem El Kachatira, the Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. Another pshat that I saw is that there was a fundamental difference between Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaMsoni. Rabbi Meir Shapiro says this pshat. He says Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaMsoni had very different approaches to how to live their lives. Rabbi Kiva lived the life of teaching Talmid Chachamim. As we know, Rabbi Kiva was the one that had 24,000 Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon HaMsoni spent his time learning by himself. So says the Gemara, Shimon HaMsoni, as a Shem El Kachatira, he didn't know what to do. What did Rabbi Kiva do with as a Shem El Kachatira? The Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. He says that part of our obligation in Yerushalayim, is L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim, is to bring more Talmid Chachamim to the world. And since it's our obligation to bring Talmid Chachamim to the world, L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. That's how we explain as Hashem El Kachatira. What must we do in our life? What we have to do in our life is be marba Talmid Chachamim. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel along the pshat that we've been explaining says that it says that there's a very famous fart. We say in Tehillim, Avot from the Baal Shem, Kel Nekames Hashem, Kel Nekames Hafia. Why is Kadosh Baruch Hu Kel Nekames? What is it called, Hashem called the God of Revenge? So he explains, the Baal Shem explains, that there was once somebody who treated the king in a very disrespectful manner. So what they decided to do with that person was to punish him. The king said, bring him to my home and let him see who I am and let him see all of my glory. That will be the biggest nekama. Rabbi Kiva was a person who didn't have respect for Talmid Chachamim. Es L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. What would be the way that Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Kiva could repair what he did? What he saw was that he should es Talmid Chachamim, show respect Talmid Chachamim. Another pshat that I saw in es L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim, that Rabbi Kiva saw in the future generations that there's going to be a time where there's going to be a lack of Yerushalayim in the world. And because he saw there's going to be a lack of Yerushalayim in the world, he needed to do something to bring back that level of Yerushalayim. And the way we could bring back Yerushalayim to the world is by bringing Talmid Chachamim to the world. In a world of Talmid Chachamim, a world of Talmid Chachamim is a world of Yerushalayim. And that's why Rabbi Akiva said, L'rabbis Tamid Chachamim. Somebody who is Marba Tamid Chachamim is also going to be Marba as Hashem Alkech HaTira is going to bring Yerushalayim to this world.